ready for some football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
To play multiple four-quarter games against that. Receiving touchdown. Other guys to keep an eye on is Grady Bussing in the pass game. He's been a very and he is a force on both sides of the football, to be sure. I also like Landon Schmitz a lot. Can use on offense. As for the defense, I feel like it is a part of their game that kind of goes underlooked a little bit. They have a +4 turnover margin. They've forced 9 interceptions on the year, and they, as of right now, are giving up just 12.4 points per game, with only one opponent this year scoring more than 10 points. That was Kara Paravel scoring 44 in the opener. And they've held their opponents under 20 points in 18 of their last 21 games as well. So again, we talk about that offense. You had Isaac Detweiler, the offensive player of the year in the entire state a year ago, but it's all about that defense being able to complement the offense so well. Eric Detweiler, the head coach, he's 94-24 in his tenure, his 11th year at the helm. He's 42-11 against Twin Valley League opponents. That is right near that 80% marker as well. As for Hanover, they're hoping to avoid 3-plus lost seasons for 3 consecutive years, and they haven't done that since 2011 through 2013. So Hanover's kind of in a bit of an interesting spot with their program, hoping to get back to where they used to be, winning state titles year after year. But this year has been a little bit difficult. They lost their first 2, won their last 3, including a big win at Osborne. They won 28-26, and now in Osborne, a perennial contender for state titles at this level as well. And, I mean, you talk about the dominance from the Wildcats, that 43-game winning streak that they had. You talk about the one that the Axel has now. They're still trying to shave Hanover's win streak that spanned from 2016 to 2019, which was snapped by Axel. That was in 2019, and that was the only team that they lost to the entire season. They played again in the playoffs with the Eagles knocking them off once again. And as for the defense for Hanover, they have gotten better as the year has progressed. The defense here for Hanover, beg your pardon, has gotten better as the year has progressed. They allowed 50 points in the opener, 44 in week 2, then just 26 in week 3, 14 in week 4, and then they got a shutout in week 5. So they're hoping to keep that going, but it's going to be very difficult with this Axel offense coming here into town. Let's go step aside for a couple minutes. We'll have more of your pregame show and get you ready for kickoff here on 92.1 FM KMZA on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
With harvest underway, Community National Bank wants to thank all of our local farmers by feeding them a lunch on Friday, October 13th. Stop by the Morrill Elevator from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and get a free meal. Brats will be served. All you have to do is show up to the Morrill Elevator and show up hungry. Thank a farmer. And the way Community National Bank is thanking farmers is providing a meal on Friday, October 13th at the Morrill Elevator from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8:00. Noon.
KMZA.
Back here in Hanover, Jared Flubby with you here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, getting you ready for Hanover and Axtell. Should be a fun one here tonight as we are here for a big time in district showdown and taking a look at the district standings for 8-man D2 District 3. Axtell, Frankfort, Hanover, all 2-0 with all 42 points so far. As for Blue Valley, Randolph, Lynn, and Donovan West, they are 0-2, and they are at minus 42. Lynn, Donovan West are squaring off as we speak. Well, I guess they're starting when we are, and then Frankfort is taking on Blue Valley, Randolph. And as for games next week, not to look too far ahead, but a big one next. Lynn here on the road. They'll be on the road again next week. Likely. And then it'll be Blue Valley, Randolph, and Donovan West. Those teams, three at the bottom, are fighting for one playoff spot. Hanover is at Lynn, El Saline at Washington County, and elsewhere in the TVL, Clifton Clyde will be hosting Mankato Rock Hills. And as for Washington County tonight, they are at Lincoln, and then Clifton Clyde is at El Saline. That's a pretty big matchup there between the Cardinals and the Eagles, with Clifton Clyde and El Saline both 4-1 entering the game here tonight. We'll kick off here in just a couple minutes. Let's step aside once again. We'll come back with your kickoff here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Well, we talked about before the break how Axel is number one in the state, kind of going against the, or going with the composite rankings here, made up of K-Preps, Keisha Covered, Ketchikansas, and the Kansas State Man Football Association from the coaches. Axel is the consensus number one, Kinsley is number two, Victoria number three, Ken Galva is number four, Sylvan Lucas is number five, and Mineola, they are number five. Kinsley, they are at South Central. South Central is 2-3 after defeating Central Christian from Hutchinson 50-0 last week. Victoria, they didn't play. They actually are 3-1. They're going to be hosting Sharon Springs Wallace County tonight. Kenton Galva, after winning against Fairfield 50-0, they're going to be hosting Hutchinson Central Christian. And as for Mineola, after defeating Satanta 62-12, they're going to be at Pike Valley tonight, who is 0-5. And as for Sylvan Lucas Unified, they defeated Central Plains last week. They are going to be playing, they have a bye this week. Next week, they're going to be playing number 3 Victoria. That should be a really big one. And that one is possibly going to determine who is going to be ranked higher in between those two teams that are, as of right now, 2-3, with Kinsley again being 2, Victoria being 3. Axel is a team to beat, though, in the class. Until otherwise, with them still holding on to that 31-game win streak. So it will be Axtell receiving here, and Hanover will be doing the kicking off here. Both teams very similar colors. Hanover's going to do their blue-on-blue unis with white helmets. Axtell, their white helmets, white uniforms, but blue pants as the kickoff goes over the head of Brandon Schmelzley and into the end zone. Let's take a look at the offense for the Axtell Eagles, starting off with their skill position players. Brandon Schmelzley, of course, being the starting quarterback, the 200-pound junior at running back, Eli Brockstrom and Landon Schmitz. Grady Bussing and Rylan Bussing doing the receiving. On the offensive line, you have Sawyer Dieters and Blaise Bussing on the ends, and Grant Bussing, he is the center at 220 pounds, and this is his last year to go from the gun here on 1st and 10 with a 3-receiver set to the far, 1 to the near. There's a snap, and we're underway. It's going to be an option to the right side. This is for Landon Schmitz, and he'll be taken down for a minimal gain. Good defensive coverage there for Hanover. And that's how you want to start if you were the Hanover Wildcats. It'll be a gain of just 1, so 2nd and 9 coming up. Talk about Axel. If they played all their games up to 4 quarters this year, they'd be averaging over 100 points a game. And last year was kind of doing something similar. 2 receivers to the near. Nobody the far, 1 man in the backfield, and that's Eli Brockstrom. And they'll go ahead and keep it on the option. He'll bounce out to the outside. Steph Martin's the man, gets to the 20, and makes another man miss. He gets a 1st down and makes another. Well done by the junior. 25-yard gain for Brandon Schmelzley on 2nd down and 9, and they are in Hanover territory. Made about 3 men miss. monster stiff arm. If you would have gotten him, that probably would have only been about a 3-yard gain. Instead, it's 1st and 10 from the Hanover 39-yard line across midfield. Nosley from the far side half, drops back to pass. Looking near side, stepping up in the pocket, rolling. Now step up and run once again. Gets to the 35-30, first down, and taken out of bounds at the 26-yard line. And that will be a gain of 13. So 2 carries for 38 yards. Pretty solid start for Brandon Schmelzley. We talked about how effective he is with his legs. Over 8 yards a carry on his season so far. I guess close to 8 yards a carry. Beg your pardon. Either way, very efficient. As for this Hanover defense, let's take a look at the starters on the defensive line. It's the 185-pound senior Patrick Cook on the end. Cameron Juneman is on the end as well, 175-pound junior. And in the middle is Levi Griffith, the 230-pound senior. You're on 1st and 10. Look at the pass. Dumps it off. He's got... And they will go for two to try to make a statement here early.
How about
and for Schmelzley, that is his 12th touchdown pass of the year. And for Grady Bussing, that is his 5th receiving touchdown of the year. He leads the team. 10:23 to go. Here's an option left side, and Broxterman gets the pitch, and he is in for the two. So Axel wasting no time. They get into the end zone on just 4 plays on a 64-yard drive. Step aside for 60 seconds. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HineandTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now is the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-through flu clinic Wednesday, September 22nd, and Wednesday, October 4th, and October 11th, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays by appointment from 9 a.m. to noon. Flu consents available the day of, or visit www.nembch.com to fill out yours ahead of time. Call our immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. For people you know and care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
26-yard reception touchdown for Grady Bussing. Puts Axtell on the board first. It's 8-0, and they're going to go and kick it off. Eli Broxman, and it might have accidentally been an onside kick. I don't think that was the intention. It was a big kick, but it only went a couple yards, and it's dove on by the Wildcats at the 35-yard line. That's where Hanover will get their first possession. Let's take a look at the Hanover Wildcats starting offense, starting off with their quarterback, Reagan Stahlbomber, the 170-pound junior. At tight end, they have Cameron Juneman, a 175-pound junior. At wide receiver, they have Raylan Mine, a 155-pound sophomore, and Tanner Bruna, a 165-pound sophomore. On the offensive line, they have Braden Schwartz, a 175-pound junior, and Patrick Cook, a 185-pound senior on the ends, and Levi Griffith, a 230-pound senior in the middle, doing the snapping. So here we go on 1st and 10. Bryson Spellbomber, the quarterback, once again. Waiting for the snap. He's going to try to throw it. They got a man deep down the side. And hooking up with his man, Braylon Monk.
He's pushed out of bounds by Schmidt.
From the 36 all the way down to the 14-yard line. Gain of 40 on the first play of the game. Vanover trying to quickly respond here from the gun. 1st and 10. And handoff, no... Nothing doing that time, and good job by Eli Broxterman to get the hit. As Juneman gets that carry. So second and 10 for Hanover. To the near side. Four on the offensive line here. Going to try to pass it. Looking to the near side.
We're
going to go to Hickhafer. So here we go with third and 10. So Hanover got a splash play to Braylon Mine to get inside the red zone, and now they've a couple more opportunities here before they have to possibly go for it on fourth down. Empty backfield to the far side in the slot, man in motion. That's Al Juneman dropping back to pass. Stahlbaumer steps up in the pocket, and he gets hit. And again, a couple. Good job by Grant Bussing to get home. Gain of a few, and it's fourth down. They're going to give him just 1 yard, so just barely avoiding the sack. It's fourth and 9. 8:59 left to go, opening quarter. 8-0 Axtell. Your scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Ball spotted at the 13 from the far side hash. Big time play right here. Hanover trying to stay with Axtell in their high-powered offense. Empty backfield, three receivers to the near side this time. Man in motion is Mine. Dropping back to pass, looking near side. Rolling to his right under pressure from Grant Bussing. He throws it. He's hit as he throws it. The jump ball. It's past the end zone, and it's incomplete. So one positive play, and then three plays where they're not able to get any. Well, one play they got 1 yard, but three other plays they're not able to get anything, and it is a turnover on downs with 8:21 to go here in the first quarter.
10 to go from their own 13-yard line.
So Axtell gets it from their own 13-yard line. Three receivers to the near side. Empty backfield for Schmelsley. Run back to pass. Looking to throw near side, of course. And that ball is going to be dropped. Moving to his right, trying to make that catch was Landon Schmitz. Couldn't quite haul it in. Again, Schmelsley, nearly an 80% completion percentage on the season. Was 11 of 12 last week in their 68-0 win over Blue Valley Randolph. Two biggest games of the season for the Eagles this week and next week at Frankfurt on the 13th of October. Option, left side, pitches it off to Brockstrom. Dances away from some tacklers, gets the 20 and fighting for the first down marker. See if he got it. Depending on the spot, they're going to say he's just a yard short.
22-yard line.
So a gain of 9 for Eli Brockstrom on his first carry of the day.
One to go.
So third and one. Chance now for Hanover's defense to stand tall. Didn't get the other starters in for linebackers. They have Tanner Bruna and Hayden Behrens. Behrens, a 165-pound senior. Brent Beichmann, the 150-pound junior at corner. Other corner is Braylon Mine. So here we go, third and one, 7:35 to go, opening quarter. Schmelsley looking to throw, and now pulls it, tucks it, runs it, gets the first down, spinning, far side, and has 25 down at the 27 for a gain of 4, and then move the chains.
Crosses the 25-yard line, up to the 27.
So that's his third carry of the day, had one of 25 and one of 13 before that one. And, of course, the 26-yard touchdown pass to Grady Bussing. It has Axtell up 8-0 here in the opening quarter. Trying to get the clock operator to get the clock going. Now they do. Just under 7.5 to go here in this first quarter. Axtell taking their time here in the huddle. And over waiting for him to step up. Yeah, the huddle was quite a ways far behind the ball, about 10 yards behind, and now it looks like they're going to have to force a going to be forced to call a timeout. Took a little bit too much time there, and Eric Detweiler is forced to call his first timeout. We'll take it as well. 30-second break, actual 8-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Back here in Hanover as the Wildcats trail at home to the Axel Eagles 8-0. Got a scoreboard update from Centralia. The Panthers currently trailing at halftime 21-0 against Garden Plain. The Owls, a fantastic game there, 4-0. Centralia, the number two team in the state, 5-0. But, of course, without Jacob Flenty tearing his ACL in his meniscus in his left knee. And he'll have a doctor's visit on Monday, according to head coach Roger Oldhouse. We're wishing the best for him. Matt Becker's having to step up in that Centralia offense. What a year he's had. Had over 200 yards and 4 touchdowns a week ago in their win over Jackson Heights. Here's a dump off pass right out of the gate. And getting across the 40 and getting the first down once again is Grady Bussing.
Moses pass is complete to Bussing.
Gain of 13. And they'll give him the 38, so make that a gain of 14. And they'll move the sticks.
First down.
After being forced to call a timeout, taking a little bit too long in the huddle, but now they're in Hanover territory. Rocksterman, the tailback, standing right behind Schmelzley. Two receivers to the near, one to the far. Option right side, pitching it to Rocksterman, gets back to the line of scrimmage. He has more. Has a secondary, 25-20, makes him miss, 15-10, 5. Lead. And they will go for two, up 14-0 from their, rather from Hanover's 3-yard line, of course. Rosterman is Ryland Bussing on the near. They're going to throw it into the end zone, and it is caught by Grady Bussing for the two. So it's 16-0 Axel with 6:26 left to go here in quarter number one. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our Ag Lending Department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Axel kicking it away after a 38-yard rushing touchdown from Eli Brocksterman, and he will do the kicking himself, and it will land at the 18-yard line, take a bounce, and Hanover will recover it and return it for about 4 yards or so. It'll say he's out around the 23, and that's where Hanover will start with their second drive of the ball game. Their first drive, they had a 40-yard connection from quarterback Ryken Stahlbaumer to Braylon Mine, but from there, only able to get 1 more yard after that play, 1 yard carry on a 3rd and 10. He stepped up in the pocket, made it 4th and 9 in completion. Throw was through the back of the end zone, turnover on downs. And Axel, of course, responding with a touchdown. That was a 67-yard drive. And that is how we got 16-0 as your score is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. There's a little flag on the play. It'll be a false start. Back up Hanover 5 yards. First penalty of the ball game. Not helping their own cause here.
Retry first down.
Against a Axel defense that's giving up just a little over 12 points a game. The only reason why 12 and not like 6 is because they gave up 44 in the first game against Care Paravel. Here's a handoff on 1st and 15. It'll be a gain of about 4, but almost making up the original yards lost in the start.
Get back to the original line of scrimmage.
Juneman gets the carry. So after that carry from Alex Juneman, you know, give him 5 yards, make it 2nd and 10. It'll be to the left of Stahlbaumer, one receiver to the far side, two the near from the far side hash. Man in motion, and that's mine. He'll throw it to the near side. That ball's going to be caught at the 30, and he'll dot for the grab. I beg your pardon. It was Tanner Bruno making the reception. And it's complete, the first down. A gain of 15 on that connection.
First
down. I'll say it was closer to a gain of 11, so a gain, or excuse me, 15. No, I had that right the first time. First and 10 from the 34. Run to the right side. Able to fall forward is Juneman. And he'll get about 4. And he'll give him 5 once again. So, 2nd and 5. Ball continues to roll. 4:50 opening quarter. 16-0 Axtell. Winner of this one, improving to 3-0 in district play. Actually trying to keep their 31-game win streak alive. As for Hanover, they have a little 3-game win streak going after losing their first 2 games of the season. So from the 38 is where this will take place from. And in motion, it's going to be a quarterback design run, and a hit in the backfield taken down is Stahlbaumer by Eli Brockstrom, and hit it hard. Lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage. They will say he got there. So no gain for Stahlbaumer. Make it 3rd and 5 from the Hanover 38-yard line. Eli Brockstrom off to a nice start defensively for the Eagles. One man in the backfield. Same to Stahlbaumer's right from the near side hash. They'll step up and move out to the near side. For a little hitch and go, pump fake, throw over the middle. That ball is through the hands of his intended target. It's intercepted. That was Bruno, the intended target.
Yeah.
Well done. And Axel will take over in plus territory.
Oh,
3:34 left to go here in the first quarter. And they'll have it again at the 32-yard line. Relsley from the gun. Brockstrom in the tailback. Option right side. Pitches it. Brockstrom to the 30, to the 25. Makes a man miss. 20. And hits out of bounds after getting the first down.
Brockstrom is taking it out the right.
Gain of 13, it looks like, for Eli.
There's a flag on the play.
Oh, there is a flag, however, I'm being told, and it looks like it's going to be a holding against Axtell, so that'll back him up. That run negated, and it'll back him up to the 39-yard line.
The spot of the foul.
The spot of foul penalty. The loss of about 6 or 7 on that penalty. 6 to be exact, with 3:27 to go in the first quarter. Schmelzley, once again in the gun, signals for Schmitz to move out of there, and now will be a keeper for Schmelzley and taking a couple of Wildcat defenders across 35 and down to the 31 for a gain of 7. Fourth carry, averaging over 12 yards a carry here with 49 yards, and that will make it 2nd and 9. Schmelzley over the air is 2 for 3 with 40 yards and a touchdown to Grady Bussing. Both of his completions are to Grady Bussing, the 185-pound senior end. A long discussion here in the huddle, and again, taking it far away from the from the ball. Schmelzley in the gun. Running out of time, says the back judge, but they do get the playoff. Looking to throw over the middle. That ball's going to be caught by Schmitz at the third, or making part of the 20, dragging a defender. Gain of 15 for the 145-pound sophomore, Landon Schmitz. Inside the red zone. With 2:18 and counting left to go here in this first quarter, 16-0 Axtell. Your score is brought to you by Whole House Auto House in Fairview. Brockstrom is going to be split out wide to the far side. Schmitz will be in the backfield behind Schmelzley. Lined up to this side is Bussing on the end. Option left side keeper. Schmelzley tripped up at the line of scrimmage. Nice tackle up front from the Wildcats. Difficult to see the numbers at times because of the jerseys are made, but it was Patrick Cook that made a tackle before Schmelzley gained, looks like, about 3. The 13-yard line with 1:32 now left to go, making it 2nd and 7. They'll make this play from the middle of the field. And I definitely don't mind your Axel, don't mind them taking a lot of clock here. Couple receivers to the far side. Nobody to the near. Rockstrom into the backfield. Take the handoff. Schmelzley. Design quarterback run, and it'll be taken down to the backfield for a loss. Taken down by Braden Schwartz.
Around the right side.
That'll be a loss of 2. They'll make it 3rd down and 9. With 55 seconds left to go now from the 15-yard line. Axel trying to put up their 3rd touchdown of the game here. And over, looking for a big-time stop right here. To the near side is Rylan Bussing, defended by Brant Beichmann. Option left side, pitch to Schmitz, and he's got a run. And Landon Schmitz makes it 22-0 Axtell. 15-yard rush to the left side. Well done on that read, taking what the defense gives him, and fantastic blocking by Rylan Bussing on the end. As the clock stops with 26.5 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Going for the 2. And I think the handoff throw near side into the end zone, and it is Grady Bussing once again on the 2-point conversion. So Axel making a statement here. They're up 24-0. We'll go ahead and send it to a 60-second break. We'll be back here in just a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus. just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
KMZA.
24-0 Axel with 26.5 seconds left here in the opening quarter, and Eli Broxman will boot it away once again after the 15-yard rushing touchdown by Landon Schmitz. As your scoring updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview, when time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. There's the kick from Broxman. It's a line drive. First bounce at the 13-yard line. Dribbles, and it's picked up by Mine. He gets to the 15, to the 20, and taken down at the 22, and that's where Hanover will start their third drive of the game. Those just joining us, first drive of the game, they got a 40-yard reception to Braylon Mine, and they were able to get into the red zone. 14-yard line is where that play ended, but from there, they went no gain on a carry, a incompletion, a 1-yard quarterback draw, and then an incompletion on a 4th and 9, and they were unable to score in the red zone. And on the last possession, it was an interception from Ryan Stahlbaumer, picked off by Wyatt Detweiler, the freshman for the Axtell Eagles. This is their third go at it, down 24-0 now. And off upside and hit is Juneman by Broxman, who's been all over the field for this Axtell defense. It'll be a gain of 1.5 or 2. So that's his fourth carry of the game for 12 yards. Stahlbaumer, two for five with the interception. 55 yards, as that will end quarter number one. So Axel with a dominant start to this ball game. Let's go ahead and send it to a break for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Coming out of the break, Hanover with a 2nd and 8. His Axel leads 24-0. Hanover taking some time out in the huddle after the quarter break. It'll be an empty backfield for the Wildcats. Two receivers to the far, one to the near. Stahlbaumer takes the snap from the 19-yard line, runs to the left, gets hit by Schmitz low and Broxman high and taken down at the 26-yard line. And that will be a gain of maybe a half yard. Well, they're going to be a little bit generous. I didn't quite have that spot right, is actually the issue there. Gain of 2 is the yardage on that play. So it's 3rd and 6 from their own 26. Do the same thing, empty backfield. In a motion, that is Mine, looking to pass, and it's going to be a false start against the Wildcats. That'll back them up and make it a 3rd and 11 from their own 21. So, again, the penalties, that's their second false start penalty.
False start from Wildcats. Their second hit guy. Back them up 5 yards, 8, 5, 3, 4, 3, 3, 3.
And a break for Axtell, as if they needed any right now, up 24-0. On that defensive line, Grant Bussing, Eli Broxterman, Ryland Bussing standing up there, and then Landon Schmitz will run up to the line as well. It'll be just Bussing and Schmitz on the line with four linebackers and two defensive backs. Dropping back to pass, looking to throw over the middle. He gets hit, and he is taken down for a sack. He was getting held onto, and Schmidt still gets the sack. And they take him down all the way back inside the 15 to the 14-yard, let's say the 15 to be exact. And that will be a loss of, I believe, six. I'll make it fourth in a long ways, and they're going to have to punt it away. Schmelsley is back to return, and he has been a special teams nightmare for punters and kickers. He has a punt return and a kick return for a touchdown on the year, as he has a chance to return this one from their own 35, gets to the 40, makes him trying to make a man miss, but he's taken out of bounds across midfield to the 37-yard line. That's where Axtell will get their fourth possession of the ball game. Axtell 3 for 3 on their drives, all with touchdowns. Had a 26-yard touchdown reception from Grady Bussing, a 38-yard touchdown run to Eli Brockstrom, and a 15-yard run for a touchdown by Landon Schmitz last time. They're 3 for 3 as well on their two-point conversions. As your score update is brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. On receiver, lined up wide. Brockstrom in the backfield, looking to throw that way. He'll dump it off underneath. It's caught at the sticks, and Rylan Bussing has the first down, his first catch of the day. Marked down at the 25-yard line for a gain of 11. Schmelz Lee is now 4 for 5 with 66 yards and that touchdown. Bussing will line up wide once again to the far side. And to the near, it will be Landon Schmitz with Brockstrom staying behind Schmelsley from the middle of the field. Again, from the 25-yard line. Option left. Brockstrom gets a pitch. He gets through to the secondary. First down to the 10. And taken out of bounds near the 5-yard line. Gain of close to 20. And they'll move the chains, or we'll see where they marked him out. Wow, they marked him out actually at the 10-yard line, so gain of 15. But either way, a fantastic run once again by Eli Brockstrom. Him and Schmelsley will both be back for one more year next year, as this team will graduate just three seniors, Grady Bussing, Grant Bussing, and Sawyer Dieters. Those are some outstanding players that they'll be graduating, though. In the red zone, going from the 10-yard line, looking to get on the board once again. Here's a little flip to Schmitz. That'll go down as a pass. He is into the end zone, and it'll be a 10-yard touchdown reception for Landon Schmitz.
Schmelsley pass is complete.
And that is his second touchdown of the day. One on the air, one on the ground, and it is now 30-0, Axtell.
2-point conversion. Pending. No.
Well, he's got the looking pretty good for Axtell to improve to 6-0 on the year and 3-0 in district play before their game versus Frankfort next week, as they are playing Blue Valley Randolph tonight. Take the handoff, throw to the near side. Well, actually, it's a pump fake, rolling to his left. Now he's trying to step up in the pocket. He flips it into the end zone for two. Good improvisation, and it is once again Grady Bussing. That is his third two-point conversion reception. So it is 32-0. It's all Axtell with 9:29 left to go here in the second quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
With harvest underway, Community National Bank wants to thank all of our local farmers by feeding them a lunch on Friday, October 13th. Stop by the Morrill Elevator from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and get a free meal. Brats will be served. All you have to do is show up to the Morrill Elevator and show up hungry. Thank a farmer. And the way Community National Bank is thanking farmers is providing a meal on Friday, October 13th at the Morrill Elevator from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Kansaland Radio.
9:29 to go here in the second quarter. Axtell now leading 32-0, and it is Landon Schmitz with his second touchdown of the day. This one on a little shovel pass from Brandon Schmelsley, a 10-yarder. That puts them in great position. Still a lot of time left here in the second quarter as well. It's returned by Mining. Gets blasted by Schmelsley at the 15-yard line. Looking, he might have been trying to give himself up, but didn't slide and kind of just knelt. Oh, not didn't even really kneel. It looked like he started to try to slide, but he gets hit hard at the 15-yard line, and that's where the Wildcats will start their fourth possession of the game. So it's been turnover on downs, interception, and punt to start for Hanover. Hanover just trying to get something going here on offense in this first half. This is a run to the right side, gets blasted to the line of scrimmage, nothing doing for Alex Juneman. Make it second and 10 is Axel has been gang tackling very well. And also has had some fantastic individual tackles from the likes of Eli Brockstrom, among others. Wyatt Detwiler has the interception. Defense giving up just 12 points per game on the year. They're on pace for a shutout here tonight. I'll actually say that was a loss of one for Juneman, looking to throw, and it'll just dump off a little screen, and it's over the head of his intended target and incomplete. And that will make it third and 11. Clock will stop with 8:33 to go here in the second quarter. A little dump off pass. Unable to, I believe that was Juneman, the intended receiver, out of the backfield. He was under some pressure and tried to just flip it to his man. Taking some time here in this huddle. Peters and Schmitz on the defensive line. We'll have two corners, two linebackers, and two kind of playing deep. Man in motion from the far to the near side, dropping back to pass. Stahlbaumer steps up in the pocket. He's going to try to tuck and run it. Gets the 20, and looks like he's got the first down across the 25 if they give him the spot right at the sticks.
Goes around the right side.
And we'll see. Now they're going to say he's just short, but it's a gain of 10 for Stahlbaumer, and this will be their second go at a fourth down right here. Just 19 yards on 10 carries for Hanover so far, 55 yards over the air on two receptions, one being a 40-yarder on the opening drive of the game, the other being a 15-yarder. Here comes a fourth and one, needing the 25. They're at the 24 and a half. 8:26 left to go here in the second quarter. A go from the gun here. Stahlbaumer will hand it off. He'll get hit, and he is taken down by Eli Brockstrom once again. I don't know about that call going from the gun there, and it backfires big time. It'll be a loss of two. I know that Philadelphia Eagles tush-tush so popular right now, on Eagles, Chiefs, whatever you want to say, whoever popularized it. Kansas State's been doing that for decades before it's been popularized this year in the NFL, but either way, after the turnover on downs, it'll be Axel football from the Hanover 22. They run it left side, Schmelzy on the keeper, makes a man miss, bounces to the outside from the middle, and he gets to the near side hash, across the 15, down to the 13. A gain of 9 for Brandon Schmelzy. 59 yards on 7 carries. 8:13 left to go as the clock is stopped. Not quite sure why the clock is stopped. He stayed in bounds, and it's not a first down. Unless the officials stopped the play. Looks like that was what it was. The officials had stopped the clock, but we wind it now. From the 13, with 8 minutes left to go here in quarter number 2. Looking to throw over the middle, dump off, Bussing wide open in the middle of the field, makes him a miss, and Prince is into the end zone, practically untouched, for a 13-yard score. Reggie Bussing with his third catch and his second touchdown of the day. And it is 38-0 Axtell.
38-0.
Back-to-back pass attempts resulting in touchdowns for Brandon Schmelzley. Axtell is 4-for-4 on two-point conversions so far, trying to stay perfect here. Three of them being receptions to Grady Bussing. In the gun. High snap, bobbles it, trying to get away from a couple defenders. One holding onto him, and he flips it, and guess who? It's Bussing again, making the catch, and kind of a late hit. He gets dragged to the ground, but it is good. That was Cameron Juneman holding on to him late, but they don't throw a flag, and nothing else happens of it. But either way, it is 40-0, Axtell. And we play on with 7:53 to go here in quarter number two here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KMZA.
Axtell really close to making it 32 games in a row as they're up 40-0 on Hanover on the road as this is returned at the 15-yard line and will be taking down the 25-yard line for the Wildcats. Nice tackle that time by Colin Shaughnessy, the 160-pound sophomore. That one was returned by Cameron Juneman. So let's start this drive from their own 25-yard line, 7:47 to go. Brandon Schmelzley to Grady Bussing for the 13-yard touchdown pass. That is his second hookup with Bussing in the end zone tonight. Connected on the first touchdown of the game. It's thrown to the far side. It's caught, but a gain of one or two. And that is Cameron Juneman. His first catch of the day. I'll say he got just one, so make it second and nine. 3-for-7 for 56 yards and an interception for Rankin Stahlbomber, the Hanover quarterback. Reminder that we will be doing Axtell at Frankfort next week right here on KMZA. A big-time matchup that will be. As for Frankfort tonight, they have Blue Valley Randolph. Frankfort also trying to stay perfect in district play. That one is on the road for the Wildcats. There's a fumble on the tackle in the back. And I think Stahlbomber is hurt. I think that was Sawyer Dieters, I believe, on the hit. And Axtell will take over from the Hanover 29-yard line. So Axtell's day continues to get better as they have a chance to put this one in the books before overtime here. Once again, they have only, during the win streak, only five games were not via the mercy rule. Dropping back to pass, Schmelzley pump fakes, far side, and will throw it for the end zone. Got a man. And for Brockstrom, That is his first catch and his second touchdown of the night. Unbelievable showing. That is three pass attempts, three touchdowns for Brandon Schmelzley in his last three tries. As he is 7-for-8 for 118 yards passing and four scores. Two-point conversion coming up. They are still perfect. 5-for-5. They'll dump it off and right at the goal line and is in. Brockstrom with the catch. And he is in for the two to make it 48-0 with 6:49 still to go here in the second quarter. A step aside for 60 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Kickoff return at the 10-yard line by Kadrick Kohorst, and he'll be taken down at the 21-yard line for Hanover, but it's an all-axle. It's 48-0, 6:44 to go here in the second quarter. A 29-yard touchdown reception from Brandon Schmelzley to Eli Brockstrom. That was on the first play of the drive after the forced fumble from Sawyer Dieters that was recovered by Grady Bussing. So Hanover will start this drive from their own 21-yard line. Hanover started their day and started fairly positive. They did give up the opening drive touchdown to Axel, but after that, a 40-yard reception for Braylon Mine to set them up in the red zone, but been able to get nothing ever since. Here's a handoff on 1st and 10, and nothing doing that time once again. That was Grant Bussing, the senior, in the middle of that defense, making the tackle. That one was carried by Aiden Olguin. His first carry of the day goes for nothing this time. So 2nd and 10 from their own 21. 6:18 to go here in quarter number 2. Again, it is 48-0 Axtell. Your score is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Taking the pitch. Some miscommunication or something of the likes, and ends up being held on to by Stahlbaumer. It looks like he was having a tough time deciding whether he wanted to pitch it or not, but either way, he gets a couple, looks like. They'll give him a couple on that game. It'll be 3rd and 8 from their own 23-yard line with 5:43 to go. Put out one to the far side. That's Olguin to the near empty backfield. Olguin goes in motion. Take it to him. Looking to throw downfield. Steps up. He's got hit by Dieters and he's thrown down for a sack. Sawyer Dieters gets home. Second sack of the day for Axtell with Landon Schmitz getting the other one earlier. That'll be a loss of 3 to make it 4th and 10. They're all the way back to the 21-yard line with 4:50 now left to go, and they're going to go ahead and punt this one away with Brockstrom back to return. Now on the way, across midfield, barely. It bounces at the 36, takes an axle bounce, and lands at the 38, and it's where it's checked up. Pretty thick grass. Got to walk out on the field before the game. Pretty thick grass out there. Pretty tall. So you're not going to get much of a bounce in a roll on a punt. And such is the case here, as they'll start this drive. Looks like from their own 38.5-yard line. 4:32 to go after Axel's defense steps up once again as they are pitching a shutout at the moment. Axel has just one shutout, and that was last week, 68-0, and nothing doing on 1st and 10, a gain of maybe 1.
Rocksterman takes
it. Eli Rocksterman gets that carry. Take a look at some of the stats for Axel. As of right now, they're averaging 10.6 yards per carry. It is 13 carries for 138 yards on the ground, and mentioned the 118 yards over the air. Tremelsley is 7 for 8 with 4 passing touchdowns. 256 yards of total offense for Axel. What a game it has been, and for what some people thought might be possibly a competitive game, has not been that at all. Here's another handoff to Brockstrom. He's got the first down and more into the secondary. Runs over. Gain of 19 for Eli Brockstrom. That is his 5th carry of the game on the ground. He has 5 carries for 82 yards and a touchdown, and he has that 29-yard touchdown reception from the last drive. Axel trying to keep pouring it on here in this first half. Brady Bussing slid out to the near side. Landon Schmidt to the far side. Rockstrom in the backfield with Schmelzley. I'll take the snap. Hand it off. Rockstrom right up the gut. And in between the tackle run all the way down to the 15 for a gain of 6. There's a solid run for Eli Rockstrom. Some people coming into the season wondering how this offense would fare without Isaac Detweiler. They have not skipped a single beat with Brandon Schmelzley doing the signal calling. Mentioned coming into the game, nearly an 80% completion percentage, and his percentage will go up if his day ends right now, of course, 7 for 8. Here's a 2nd and 4 from the 15-yard line. He pulls away from his running back, keeps it himself, and he's in trouble. He's able to dive forward for a gain of a couple. Schmelzley's 8th carry of the game, leading the team in that category on the season and tonight as well. So 3rd and 3. They're going to only give him 1 there, actually, so he's at the 14. Just now under 2 minutes to go here in the 2nd quarter. Schmitz in the backfield. Ryland Bussing split out wide to the far side. Brockstrom and Grady Bussing to the near. Brockstrom in motion from the near to the far side. They flip it to him. Goes on the end around. He gets past the man. First down, and he is into the end zone for a touchdown. 14-yard touchdown reception for, once again, Eli Brockstrom. That is his 4th pass in a row that has gone for a touchdown. His last 4 attempts have all gone for 6 points for Axel. And it is now 54-0 with 1:38 to go here in the 2nd quarter. That is 5 passing touchdowns for Brandon Schmelzley here on the ball game. Looking to throw, stepping up, he's going to throw it in the back of the end zone. Bussing is there again. 4-2. And that will make it 56-0. We'll step aside for 60 more seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
56, nothing, Axtell. As on the return, it is Kadra Cohorse once again. He'll be taken down at the 20-yard line with 1:31 to go. Again, 56, nothing, our score, Eagles with the lead. Your score updates brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. Be sure to stay tuned for our halftime show / post-game show. They're brought to you by Highland Community College and BL Doors Real Estate. We'll also crown our player of the game. That's brought to you by the Farmer State Bank. So we get all that for you here in just a little bit. This one is going to go final at the half. Barring something crazy happening, Brandon Schmelz lead on his last four pass attempts with four touchdowns. He is 8-for-9 with 132 passing yards and five touchdowns on his day. Grady Bussing, Eli Broxman with two touchdown receptions. Broxman also has a touchdown run. Landon Schmitz also has a touchdown reception and a touchdown catch. Run to the right side for Olguin. And that one will go for one. His second carry of the ball game with 1:18 left to go. So Axel going to be 6-0, 3-0 in district play, waiting on possibly a score. Oh, here we go. Frankfurt up 26-0 after the first quarter. That was from a half hour ago. See if they've possibly posted something since then. They have not. So pretty safe to say that Frankfurt will likely be undefeated going into that matchup next week. And that will be one of the best matchups across eight man next week. Will be certainly one to circle. We'll see how that one unfolds. Should be a lot of fun. And again, we'll be right here on KMZA. Fake handoff. Stahlbaumer rolling to his left, firing downfield to nobody. With 38 seconds left. Stahlbaumer is 3-for-8 on his day. 56 passing yards and an interception. Had that 40-yard connection with Braylon Mine at the beginning of the game on that first drive, but it stalled in the red zone at the 14-yard line. Had a 4th-and-9, and the ball was thrown through the back of the end zone. Since then, they've only had one play that's gone for more than 5 yards. Or actually, two plays that have gone for more than 5 yards. A 2-Tanner Bruna 15-yard reception and 10-yard run from Stahlbaumer. And once again, indecisiveness here from Stahlbaumer. And had an option to the left. He decided to keep it. It's like he was trying to pitch it, to keep it. 25 seconds left. We'll see if they maybe run. They can run one more play if they want to. It's 4th-and-8, or they could just let the clock run out and call it a ball game. As we approach the 8 o'clock hour, looks like we are at 8 o'clock. So this one's going to get done in an hour here. Looks like that is going to be it. Axel's going to win this one 56-0, and they are still perfect. 32-game win streak now for the Eagles. Let's step aside for a break. We'll come back with our halftime show / postgame show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And the ball getting back to win 56-0.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
What do people like most, you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holt House?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office, in the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no doc fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have. So it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name's
online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings, and like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599 Land. The Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now is the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-through flu clinic Wednesday, September 22nd and Wednesday, October 4th and October 11th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment from 9 a.m. to noon. Flu consents available the day of, or visit www.nembch.com to fill out yours ahead of time. Call our immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, where people you know and care you trust.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Axel sends us home home early. 56-0 was the final score here at halftime. Jared Slubby back with you. You're on your game with the week on KMZA. Let's kind of recap how things unfolded here this evening. All started off with a 26-yard touchdown reception for Grady Bussing from Brandon Schmelty for his first touchdown pass of the day. The two-point conversion was good on an Eli Broxman run, capping off a 64-yard drive with 10:23 left to go in the first quarter. And Hanover got a 40-yard play. It was a pass to Braylon Mine inside the red zone, but they were able to get a stop at the 14-yard line with 8:21 left to go. Then just a few plays later, Eli Broxman on a 38-yard touchdown run with 6:26 to go in the first quarter finishes off a 67-yard drive. Two-point conversion was converted. Then Wiley Detweiler was able to get an interception on defense for the Eagles with 3:34 to go in the first quarter. And Landon Schmitz capped off the next drive with a 15-yard rushing touchdown with 26 seconds left in the quarter. That was on a 32-yard drive. That was where Detweiler was downed on his interception to make it 24-0. And then he got another touchdown on their next drive. It was a 10-yard reception for Schmitz to make it 32-0. Then Hanover went turnover on downs, and Grady Bussing got in on the fun with a 13-yard touchdown reception to make it 40-0. And then he got a fumble recovery on the next drive from Hanover. It was forced by Sawyer Dieters. And then Brandon Schmelzley hit Eli Broxman for a 29-yard touchdown. That was just a regular touchdown pass. That was a 48-yarder. And then a 14-yarder to Broxman once again to finish off the game. So just an unbelievable performance from Axel here tonight as we will run through the stats first for Hanover. Looking at Ryken Stahlbaumer, he was 3-for-8 with an interception, 56 passing yards for his day. He also had 8 carries for 8 yards. Alex Juneman had 6 carries for 9 yards, and Aiden Olguin had 2 carries for 1 yard. Cameron Juneman had 1 reception for 1 yard. Braylon Mine had 1 reception for 40 yards, and Tanner Bruna had one reception for 15 yards. And as for Axe, Dolbrand Schmelzley was 8 for 9 with 132 passing yards, 5 passing touchdowns, as well as 8 carries for 60 yards on the with his legs. As for Eli Brockstrom, he had 6 carries for 88 yards, a rushing touchdown. He also had his 2 receptions for 43 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns. Landon Schmitz had 2 carries for 16 yards with a rushing touchdown and 1 reception, or beg your pardon, 2 receptions for 25 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns. Elsewhere, Grady Bussing, he had 3 receptions for 53 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns, and Riley Bussing had an 11-yard reception. So overall, it was 296 yards of offense in the first half and the ball game for Axel with 132 over the air, as mentioned, and 164 on the ground on 16 carries for 10.3 yards per tote. And this was just a total dominant game for Axel, as they made just really only one mistake with a penalty. Pretty hard to script the game any better for Axel as they gear up for possibly the district decider. I think it actually is the district decider next week against Frankfurt. Granted, that Frankfurt game hasn't gone final yet. If Frankfurt holds on to their lead, which they were up 26-0 at the end of the first quarter, so we're assuming that they're going to win, that one will decide the district. And Axel trying to once again trying to get far in the playoffs, possibly make it a three-peat in 8-man D2. As for some of the games going on around our area, let's take a look at some of the area scores. Donovan West trailing Lint 56-12 with 8:17 left in the second quarter is the latest update we have there. Jackson Heights with an 8-0 lead over Troy in the second quarter. Nemaha Central, they're up 10-0 against Minneapolis at the half. Raleigh County is up 15-0 against Horton. Rock Creek is up 28-0 against Hiawatha. Elsewhere, we have Sabetha is up 28-0 against Riverside at the end of the first quarter. St. Mary's is up on Jefferson County North 14-6. El Saline and Clifton Clyde are tied 20-20 at half. It sounds like a fun one there. Elsewhere, let's see if this one, yes, Holton, they trail Rossville 14-0 at the half. Valley Heights is up 22-15 with 13 seconds left before half, with Valley Heights being 1A, Marysville being 3A. The Battle of the Trimbles, mentioned that during Friday Night Fever with Cody Trimble being the coach of Valley Heights, the son of Tony Trimble, the head coach of Marysville, who used to coach at Valley Heights. Also had Centralia. They started at 6 o'clock. They already have that game finalized as they lost to Golden Plain, or excuse me, not, yeah, to Garden Plain. It says Golden Plains on the tweet that we reposted, so and get that off of there. 35-6 was the final score there, with Centralia getting their first and only loss of the season. They're now 5-1. As for Garden Plain, they're now 5-1. They're not Golden Plains. All right, that is going to wrap up our post-game show brought to you by BR Doors Real Estate. Buying or selling? Use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at BOutdoors.com. That's the Outdoors Real Estate here on your post-game show. When we come back, we're going to take a small break. We'll be back with our player of the game. That's brought to you by Farmer State Bank. Once again, your final score, Axe wins at half, 56-0 here in Hanover, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our ag lending department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre with a proven track record for consistent performance year after year. Dyna-Gro Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrient Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. Dyna-Gro Seed, your home field advantage.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm thick-cut bacon sizzling on your stove. And while you were over there smearing your bagel, this little piggy went on a splatter spree. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, you'll be crying wee, wee, wee over this fire in your home. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Axel wins at halftime, 56-0 here in Hanover. Jared Sluppy with you to crown our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So, a little bit of a challenge to determine this one. I mean, we have some really good candidates here with three players getting multiple touchdowns on the ground and over the air, but I think I'm going to take the safe route and give it to Brandon Schmelzley, who was 8-for-9 with 132 passing yards and 5 passing touchdowns. It's back-to-back weeks for Schmelzley now with just one incompletion for the entire ball game. Somehow his near 80% completion percentage is going to go up after this week, so we'll go ahead and give him our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. And again, big thanks to all of our sponsors for making tonight's broadcast possible. And we are now going to switch it over to Jackson Heights and Troy. But remember, after that game finalizes, we will have our Community National Bank scoreboard show coming up with Jake and Boz. That's always a blast to listen to. We'll get you caught up with a lot of details about what's going around with the districts in the area and all of your final scores, recaps, just everything you need. And Jake and Boz do such a fantastic job with that, so be sure to stay tuned in after the conclusion of Troy and Jackson Heights, which you're going to switch it over to right now. Thank you so much for tuning in here for this one. Once again, your final score, Axel wins at Hanover 56-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.